This goes to Dr. Prouty, Prouty, fax 989-875-3723. Regarding Darrell, Darrell Archambault, it's A-R-C-H-A, M like Mary, B like boy, A-U-L-T. Date of birth 6-7-1940. Dear Dr. Prouty, this is a follow-up visit with Mr. Archambault with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and history of kidney stones. His last visit was December 6th of last year. His weight is stable. He's been feeling well. No hospitalizations or procedures. No history of kidney, current symptoms of kidney stones within the last year. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or wheezing. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and he makes good amounts, and no edema. Home blood pressures are ranging between 100 over 60 up to 128 over 87 is the highest reading he's had since April 27th of this year. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the prednisone. He takes 10 milligram every other day. Metoprolol extended release is 25 milligram daily. And amlodipine is 5 milligram every other day. Physical exam, weight 193 pounds. Blood pressure, right left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 80. Pulse is 63 and oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen is obese without ascites. No edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done April 24th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.3 with estimated GFR of 55, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.1, albumin 4.1, calcium 9.6, hemoglobin 16.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease without symptoms and without progression. Hypertension is well controlled. 3, history of atrial fibrillation on beta blockers. Anticoagulation is contraindicated because of history of hemorrhagic stroke. 4, polymyalgia rheumatica on 10 milligram of prednisone every other day. 5, history of congestive heart failure, currently stable. 6, history of calcium oxalate kidney stones, stable. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diet, and we'll have a follow-up visit with him in this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.